This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, this Torah Torah is dedicated by a dear friend Rabbi Yaakov in honor of his mother's yard site. Trala Bas Rabbi Huda.
Yes.
Neshama Shavan Aliyah should be made to see his whole family for Simchas Anachas Ad B'yas Gal Tzedek. Okay, so the Chafetz Chaim, Ala Torah, Parshas Vayechi. He has a very interesting observation. He has a very interesting observation regarding why Yaakov Avinu blessed Ephraim before Menashe. Now we know based on Chazal that the reason why Yaakov Avinu blessed Ephraim before Menashe is because of the descendants of Ephraim were superior to the progeny of Menashe. That's what Rashi quotes from Chazal. But if you look at the simple Pasuk, the Pasuk doesn't say that. It gives us a different clue. And the Chafetz Chaim presents to us really a very powerful idea based on Pshutoi Shal Mikra, just reading the words of the Pasuk. Vayishlach Yisrael Siminoi, Vayashas Arosh Ephraim Behu Atzar. Yaakov sent forth his hand and he placed it on the head of Ephraim, and he was the younger one. Lama Zacha Ephraim Lizbarach Lefnei Menashe. Why was Ephraim Zoicha to be blessed before Menashe? Bishvil Shahatoira he ida alav shehu hatsoyer, because the Torah testifies he was the small one. Kiloimar Shaloi Hisgaya. He wasn't arrogant. Vihisnahig Vamidas Hwanova. He accorded himself with humility. V'ulam achiv hakatan yigdal mimenu. The Torah calls him the smaller one. Bishvil shehikten atzmai. He made himself small. Yizkel l'gdula. Therefore, he merited greatness. L'lamedcha, to teach you ad kama snua l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas gaiva. How abhorrent arrogance is v'ad kama chaviva l'fanav midas hanava, and how beloved humility is. I think this is an astounding piece because Chazal do not say this. The Chafetz Chaim is not quoting a Gemara or a Medrash. Just reading the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yaakov blessed Ephraim, why? V'hu hatsoir. He's called Achiv HaKatan. So I'll just tell you a little story that's brought on the bottom here. The Chafetz Chaim abhorred empty honorifics. He was Boireach Min HaKavod, like running away from fire. And he greatly abhorred exaggerated honorifics like Ga'in and Sadik. And he would say over as follows, there was once a villager. It's the Davar Yafa B'Ita, we just learned about the village shul. Oh, a villager, he was mamish in Amara's Gamor. But one thing is, he knew the luach, the Ezra's Torah luach. He knew the luach. So he knew when to say Avarachamim and when not to say Avarachamim. And he also knew when to say Lamnatseach and when not to say. And he reckoned himself Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Hagoyla, because he knew the halachos of Av HaRachamim and Lam Natseach. And then one day he comes to Vilna, and after B'ti Mincha Marav, the Loimdim are learning sugyas of Ruba, the Chazaka, and Kanimtsa, Kanhoya, and all kinds of lamdos, din hanah. He didn't know what language they were speaking. He didn't know what they were talking about. He couldn't understand why a Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Hagoyla was so unknowledgeable in these halachas. He was shocked. He couldn't understand even one word. So too the Chafetz Chaim said, in this world, people become so accustomed to hearing themselves being called Rabbi, Gaon, Tzaddik, and then when they get to the Olam HaEmes, they see they don't even know when to say Avarachamim. Even that much they don't know. So, anyway. But that's the Chafetz Chaim on Vayishlach Yisrael Siminah Vayashas Arosh Ephraim V'hu Hatzoyer. Have a good day, everyone. See you tomorrow. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.